Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, everybody, and morning, studio.
Morning.
Good. The number one breakfast that you should avoid together is coffee and donuts. And that's what a lot of people will eat because they're on the rush. The combination of carbs, sugar, and caffeine makes your blood sugar skyrocket and then plummet, which impairs thinking and makes you moody.
Oh. Yikes.
So those together. They always say coffee's good. They never say donuts ain't good.
Never.
But doing those together is a bad thing. It's a bad combination. It's like beer and liquor makes you sicker.
Exactly.
Yeah, beer before liquor.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Coffee and donuts makes you go nuts.
Yes, go nuts. And then you hit the wall.
Yeah.
Not good.
So, as you're picking your breakfast today, you can eat carbs in the morning, though, to be fair.
Do you need carbs in the morning?
You need
that energy?
But that's why I only eat carbs in the morning.
There you go.
No, not there I go,
but burn it.
Yes, that's why. That's the thing.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Aaron Jackson, who's 25 years old, just made the U.S. Olympic team for long track speed skating. Now, she qualified in third place with a time of 39 seconds in the 500-meter event. What's impressive is she's new to long track speed skating because, again, it's on ice. She's been playing roller derby until just recently. And 4 months ago, she said, I want to try to get in the Olympics. So she put on ice skates.
No way. That's so cool.
And started speed skating. And now she's going to the Olympics.
Wow. That's so motivating.
She was doing the roller derby thing where you punch
people
and pull and skate fast. Yeah. So Aaron Jackson, Olympian. I see you.
Hey.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In Southern California, at least 17 people have died in those mudslides. They're still desperately searching for people trapped in the mud as well. In other news, that Louisiana school board's office had to go on lockdown after getting death threats following that video that showed a teacher being handcuffed at a school board meeting. The threats are being investigated by the FBI and taken seriously. And finally, in sports, the New York Yankees are going to add more protective netting at Yankee Stadium to protect fans from foul balls. Expect more stadiums to follow suit.
Get your bones on, Bobby Bones Show.
I told you someone broke into my Jeep, and I told you somebody stole my packages off my porch.
Yep.
I think somebody siphoned the gas out of my Jeep.
Ooh.
I got it. I always have gas. I'm so anal retentive about gas and time and phone charging. All the things that you can be neurotic about, I'm neurotic about. My Jeep has no gas in it. And I think someone came and siphoned the gas out of it.
That's one thing I've never tried that doesn't seem that fun because you got to like...
Oh, we siphon gas all the time. We grew up pretty poor. So if you had two cars, because my stepdad had a truck, my mom had a car, you would have to, if you couldn't afford gas, siphon some of one to the other.
And so, don't you have to start it by sucking the hose and like...
Right, you cut the water hose off, you stick it in, and you suck really hard, and then it has to almost hit your mouth. You go, and you throw it off, and then you put it into like a water jug. And then you take the water jug and you pour it. Oh, we used to siphon from car to car all the time because you didn't have money to go to the gas station. That's funny. There was a guy, he was driving a car in Utah, and someone rear-ended him. And so he went to Rite Aid to borrow a fire extinguisher, but they wouldn't give it to him. Did you see this?
Oh, because his car was on fire. Well, I mean, it's not for the store, so.
Yeah, the store was like, buy one, I think. They wouldn't let him borrow a fire extinguisher, and the car burned so bad, it's a total loss. So I don't know why he didn't buy one if he didn't have any money. But the story is they wouldn't loan him a fire extinguisher.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Oh, yeah?
Because you're running a business, and you have that item for sale. You need to make some money.
But what if someone's struggling, and their car's on fire?
There's no one in the car, though.
Oh, stop it. No, you give someone a fire extinguisher. Because every place has to have one. Do you have one at your house?
A fire extinguisher? No.
You're supposed to have a fire extinguisher at your house.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Guys, that is not true.
I think it is.
No.
I have one under my sink. I think you're supposed to have a fire extinguisher at your house. Someone can write us on Facebook and let us know.
I have never heard that rule.
There are five of us in here. Everybody who thinks you're supposed to have a fire extinguisher, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah, all opposed?
Aye.
Just you.
I mean, I have smoke alarms.
Yeah, no. But what if there's a fire? What do you do?
911?
No, you need to put it out quicker. Look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
time for the positivity. Our guest, Tell Me Something Gooder, is our producer, Raymond. Good morning, Raymond.
Morning.
We're all bringing a good news story. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
My story is crazy. Jay Downing, 48 years old, has a rare condition. He was born with 7 kidneys. He's a human. He was born with 7 kidneys. Right. 6 of the kidneys were packed so tight in his abdominals, he didn't even know he had these extra kidneys. He got whiplash, had to go in for an x-ray. Again, had nothing to do with the kidneys. And they go, sir, you have 7 kidneys. He's like, what? So he discovered this and then donated 5 of them. The recipients include a mother of 5, a young girl, a self-described frail old woman. He's still wanting to donate a 6th kidney. But right now, he's just holding on to extra. He's got his main and the extra. But he has 7 kidneys. Isn't that crazy to find out?
That is so cool.
Wow.
He's like a superhero.
The hospital recently awarded Mr. Downing with a bronze kidney statue as a tribute to his heroism. So it's crazy because they find this guy with all the kidneys. Then he donates 5 of them. Wow. I don't know if you're going to be able to beat that. I know it's not a competition, but Lunchbox, you're up.
There was a family, they were doing a little vacationing in Boston. They were trying to catch the last train back to Maine. It's like 100 miles in their hometown, and they're running up the steps, and the train goes whew, and leaves. They're going to be stranded at the train station all night. So they went up to an officer, and they said, is there somewhere we can go get something to eat? The officer said, don't worry about it. Get in my car. He drove them 100 miles home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice of him.
I don't know if he turned on the lights like, woo, woo, the whole way, but he drove them 100 miles.
Raymond, you're up.
An army soldier overseas, he ended up taking 10 flights to come home and see the birth of his daughter.
I saw this. He had to take a bunch of flights.
And yeah, you want to know some of the cities and countries?
Yeah, where did he leave from?
It started over in Iraq. Kuwait, that area.
That area.
Middle East.
It's like, you know, Minnesota. Right. Yeah.
Turkey, Frankfurt, then to Baltimore, Atlanta, then finally to Monterey, California, and he made it in time. And he gets to chill for a whole month with his newborn daughter.
How about that? On yesterday's show, we were talking about how easy Lunchbox's life is. Does the show, goes home, sleeps for like 5 hours, plays some rec soccer, eats, watches TV, rinse, repeat.
It's a good life.
And he loves it, and he's okay with it. And so I said to our callers, hey, do you have an easy job, easy life? And people are still calling in. And here it is Thursday morning. Hey, Travis in Oklahoma, how are you, bud?
Good. How are you doing, Bobby?
Good. Thanks for calling. You have a really easy job?
I think so.
What do you do?
I am a field investigator. I get to follow people around all day.
So like a private investigator?
Yes, sir.
So what do you follow them around for?
Oh, anywhere from workers' comp claims to cheating spouses to child custody cases.
Wow. So you go and collect dirt.
I don't got to dig in trash cans like a few buddy of mine do. You know, I like to keep it clean.
To be a private investigator, do you have to have some sort of private investigator card or badge or something?
Yes, you have to go through training.
And you spend a lot of time in your car just watching people?
I sit in my car all day by myself. Don't have to mess with nobody.
That sounds like so much fun.
That sounds awful to me.
Sounds miserable.
You ever get any scuffles?
No, I haven't. Whenever they do that, you just drive away, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I don't know, but wow. Hey, well, thanks for the call, Travis. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I listen to you every day. You guys keep me going.
Thanks a lot. I mean, you got to do something in the car, right? Yeah, thanks, man. How about this one? Let's go talk to Jenny. Jenny in Portland. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
So what do you do that's so easy?
So I'm a dispatcher.
And so what do you do during the day as you're dispatching?
Well, I'm usually working nights, and that's why it's so easy, because we don't really have a whole lot of people acting crazy and getting into wrecks and getting pulled over. So we just sit around, and we're on computers, but we're allowed to read and get on Netflix.
Oh, so you watch a lot of Netflix, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you dispatch? Are you working for 911? Are you working for the police?
Tennessee Highway Patrol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I bet at nighttime you get some pretty brutal accidents, though, huh?
Yes. Around Christmas, I can't tell you how many crazy stuff we got. But we also get funny stuff. Like, we get the inappropriate calls, but, you know.
What's an inappropriate call? Without being inappropriate, what do you mean by an inappropriate call?
Well, we get a lot of calls from semi-truck drivers that see everything, and they will call in and say, hey, this guy's swerving all over the road, and I don't know how much I can say on the radio.
I trust your discretion, and I'll just hold you there. Hey, thank you for calling. I'm glad you have an easy job.
Yeah, thanks.
And thanks for waking up and being with us here in the morning. Well, thanks to everybody who called about having an easy job. And Lunchbox loves his job.
I do love my job.
He loves his life. He's going to have a kid sometime soon. And you know what? It's still not going to change.
It'll be the same.
It'll be exactly the same. Because Eddie's hasn't changed that much. And he has two kids.
Yeah, he doesn't think you're right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Houston, Texas. A man was arrested after three robberies made him easy to identify because he had a tattoo on his forehead. His social security number right there on his forehead. Someone wrote down the numbers.
Wow. It's large, too.
Wow.
I wonder if that's cool. Because there are a lot of things, if you want to look awesome, you get tattooed on your forehead. A lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Knuckles.
Sure.
A gun, maybe.
Yeah.
But when does it go to social security number?
I feel like that's a, like an identity threat. Like you're asking to be identity theft.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better get LifeLock if you're going to do that.
Sure.
So they're looking for him. They haven't found him yet.
No, they found him.
Oh,
because
they did.
Someone wrote down the number, they were able to look it up. And that's how they got him.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Hey, I was reading this story. Lunchbox, you see the story about the woman? Because it happened a few weeks ago where she was on a first date with an attorney in Texas. She goes into his house, has a little too much to drink, and then just starts slamming his paintings and sculptures.
No.
Oh, you didn't see the story?
No.
She's now due in court, and that's why it's back up again. But listen to the story. So a Dallas woman is expected in court, accused of destroying at least $300,000 worth of sculptures and original paintings, including two original Andy Warhol paintings. The woman's name, she's 29 years old. It was a first date, apparently. She got angry, had too much to drink, and then just started pouring liquid on the paintings. And
my gosh, why are women so crazy? Like,
I don't know that you can assign this to every woman, but with theft or embezzlement, what they do is they determine what level or class it is by the amount of money. And so, all in all, it's about $300,000 worth of damage.
Oh, she's going to prison.
So it's a first-degree felony, and if convicted, the maximum is life in prison.
Oh.
She probably won't get life in prison, but she gets time, I bet. And it shows her picture at the top of the page, and this is what I think when I watch this story. First, you go into someone's house. I wonder what happened to make her start throwing sculptures and throwing liquid on paintings. Because if it was something super bad, I would assume you just run out of the house. If it was something medium bad, do you throw paintings away? You throw sculptures? But I see her picture and I think, man, ain't nobody gonna date her again. Because they put it at the top of the page.
Oh, yeah. Her picture's out there. Her name's out there. If you give her a Google, you are never, ever going out with her. And all the dating websites should ban her.
Oh, so universal ban?
Yeah, she should be blocked.
According to the story, and again, I'm just reading the story. Her name's Lindy Lou Lehman, 29 years old. So if I were to type in, let's say I was at the gym, okay?
Yep.
And I meet this real fascinating girl named Lindy Lou. I'm probably going to throw her in Google. Now that's what you do normally. You just throw people in Google. I'm going to see what's... Whoa! I'm out. Like, she's ruined it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I can't think of a reasonable reason, regardless of what happened, to throw liquid on paintings and throw sculptures. Just leave. And if something bad happened, report it to the cops. It's like burning his house down. Well, I saw that story this morning, first thing.
Oh, I just don't understand why women, like, why would you go to that? Like,
I don't think it's just a woman thing. I think people are just crazy.
She had too
much to drink, and she had alcohol. Well, there's that. There's also an IKEA ad in the magazine that also doubles as a pregnancy test. I just saw this morning, too. IKEA just started running an ad for a crib in a woman's magazine. So you can actually pee on the ad. It will tell you if you're pregnant. And if you are, a new lower price crib will appear on the page.
That's funny.
But do you have to hold the ad by your hand? Do you have to carry it in?
Oh, you have to take it to the cashier? Yes, absolutely. Because anybody could just say, oh, yeah, it turned up I was pregnant, so I get a discount.
No, I mean, you have to touch the paper that you use the bathroom on. Can you turn it in a plastic bag? But you can bring in the ad, and they give you a huge discount. It's a pretty novel idea. Even if no one really does it, we're talking about it. And because some of the ads also have cologne in them. There are things you can do in ads.
Do they still do the cologne on the paper?
I don't know. I don't really look at paper magazines anymore. Everything I read is online. Even if there's a magazine or article I subscribe to, I read it online on my computer or on my phone.
Oh.
Do you get any magazines?
I get Sports Illustrated.
Still?
Yep, every week.
But I have it digitally. You don't read the digital version?
No, because I try to get away from my computer because I'm on my computer so much at work, aka Facebook. And so when I'm at home, I want to put my computer down and I like to hold the magazine. Like when I'm in the bathroom and I'm sitting there and I read the magazine.
Well, I'll be honest, I'll do that with my phone. And sometimes if I'm really feeling randy, I'll do it with my laptop and put it on my knees.
Ooh, that's pretty gross.
I know. I didn't say, I'm just being honest with everybody right now.
Well, we appreciate the honesty because you guys say I'm disgusting, but taking your computer in the bathroom is pretty gross.
It is. I know. I admit that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was at the airport yesterday and I ran into Brett Eldridge and was talking to Brett Eldridge for a second and he had his dog Edgar with him. And I said, hey, how do you get Edgar on the plane? Because Edgar's a big dog. My dog is 33 pounds. Little pit bull type dog, but small. Edgar's twice his size. And so he was at the airport. He was going to get on a Southwest flight. I said, you have to buy his own seat. He said, no, he's a companion dog. One of those support dogs.
Whoa.
And he just gets to sit beside me right at my feet. That dog is humongous. I was always scared of doing that with my dog because I thought they would say, nah, he's too big. You can't. Because people put their dogs in little bags all the time and they'll travel with them, tiny dogs. I think there were like 3 or 4 dogs on the plane yesterday. But Brett Eldridge we're on the same flight, and he had that big old dog, well-trained dog, but big old dog with him, just chilling on the airplane, and the flight attendant would have to step over to buy Edgar. I just didn't know you take a dog that big on an airplane. So I thought that was interesting. He was going out to California, too, to, I guess, write songs or something. But he's a nice guy. I also was reading this story about people when they go to sporting events. And Lunchbox believes in taking a baseball glove to baseball games.
Absolutely.
Because you think if you catch a fly ball, it'd be better to have a glove.
Absolutely. And you see most people with gloves. You don't see a lot of people catching them barehanded. If they catch it barehanded, it's like a miracle and they show it on the TV. You see people with the glove all the time, so you need a glove for the ball to come to you.
No, I don't think that's accurate at all. I think most people that get foul balls don't have gloves. Because it hits something, it bounces around, and they catch it. It's another bare hand. But I was reading the story about NFL fans, and they believe, almost 50% of them, that if they wear face paint and jerseys, it will influence the outcome of a game. That's why they do it. They say, and they talk to 10,000 fans, and over 50% of them say, chanting, jerseys, face paint most likely influences the outcome of a game. And I hate to be fan hater here, because I am a fan myself of many teams, but me wearing anything doesn't affect anything at all.
You're wrong.
Go ahead.
I wear the same Kansas Jayhawk shirt every time I sit down to watch a Kansas basketball game because it is good luck and the karma and it influences the game. I know you say it's weird, but like there was one time there was a World Series and I needed a team to win and my roommate couldn't be there, so I laid out his clothes that he wore in Game 6. I laid them out for Game 7. And the Angels won the World Series.
And you believe that those clothes, not the players, not the preparation, not who was feeling healthy and who wasn't, influenced the game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird. The jinx is also weird to me. To think that you, one person, can say something and create any sort of alternate ending for your team because you said, oh, for sure they're going to win. Oh, I just jinxed myself.
No, yeah, you can. You can't say it before the game is over. Like a couple years ago when the Spurs were playing the Heat in the NBA Finals, my buddy started to text me, "Oh my gosh, the Spurs won." Guess what? He wrote the text out. The Heat came back and won the game with 3 seconds to go, and we lost, and we didn't win the NBA championship, and he jinxed. You can jinx everything.
You think that one text message and that one incident stands for every jinx ever?
Yes. My wife and I were at an event. We snuck to the expensive seats, and we're there, and it's an hour in. She goes, "See, we don't have to move because they're not coming." 3 seconds later, the people are like, "I think you're in our seats." If that is not a jinx, I don't know what is.
But they were going to come get you regardless.
No, they weren't.
Okay. Well, wear your jerseys for you, not for the team. Lay your clothes out for you, not for the team. Sit with your wife for you and steal seats, not for anybody else. I'm going to play Garth Brooks, Ask Me How I Know. You guys can hop in on this too if you believe in the jinx. Go to our Facebook page at BobbyBones.com. Oh, it's Bobby Bones Show. In about 20 minutes, Amy will be on, and I believe we'll talk about her kids and school and what's going to happen in that situation. So be listening in about 20 minutes for that. I do want to mention Lunchbox and his mother-in-law, because it was her birthday?
Yeah, it was her birthday, and so we call her and sing her happy birthday on speakerphone. Real nice. Okay, I think that's going to be it. And she's like, "You know what I really want for my birthday is you guys to call me more." And my wife's like, "Yeah, I know. Well, we should call you more." And she goes, no, like individually.
So you specifically?
Yeah, she wants me to call her once a week and her daughter to call her once a week so we can chat.
How do you feel about calling her and talking to her one-on-one?
Very awkward and uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what I would say. I don't know how the conversation would go. It just seems weird to me that she wants to talk to me individually once a week because I'm her son-in-law.
Well, I don't think that's the weird part. I think the weird part is you've never talked individually.
Oh, never. I have never actually picked up the phone and called her and said, "How are you doing today? Is your week going okay?"
Yeah, but have you guys ever spent time one-on-one, just hanging out?
One time we went to lunch when I was in town because my wife had something to do, but we went to lunch. That was the only time, and it was very awkward.
Why was it so awkward?
Because I don't know what to say. I don't know her that well. I don't see her but a couple times a year. I don't talk to her on the phone. So when you're in that circumstance, it's very weird.
So isn't that the point, though, to get to know someone who's now considered your family a little bit better?
Yes, I understand that.
When does the call start? Like, what's today?
Today.
Today's call day?
No. Birthday was yesterday, so we had to sing happy birthday. So next week would be the new week.
Okay, let us know the day you're doing it and then the day after. And we want to hear an update.
You don't think it's weird?
I think it's probably uncomfortable because you don't have a relationship, but you cannot make it uncomfortable anymore.
Like, what do I say to her? "Hi, how are you?"
Yes, exactly. "Hey, how are you? Well, here we are. We're going to do this. You told me to call you, and I'm glad that you told me to call you because I think we need to talk more anyway."
Okay.
You have to go right at it. You have to say that. Like, I agree. We don't talk enough. So I'm glad. So what'd you do today? Like that? Yes. Just like you were on a first date back in the day. What would you do on a first date at Lunchbox back in the day?
Have some drinks.
Okay. Maybe have a few of those before you call it.
That might help and loosen me up a little bit because I don't know what to say. I think she's just a little bit starstruck with me, so it's kind of an awkward conversation when we talk.
Okay, do you think that she wants you to call because she thinks you're famous and she wants to talk to somebody famous?
That might have a little bit to do with it.
Your mother-in-law?
What's wrong with you?
Absolutely.
Do you think your wife feels that way about you?
My wife is pretty impressed that I'm a celebrity, yes.
Okay, we don't think you're celebrities, just in case you're wondering.
Like, my mother-in-law lives in a city we're not even on, and sometimes we'll be in town with her, and I'll get recognized out in public, and she just thinks it's the coolest thing ever.
Well, not to blow your head up, but I'm assuming it's Houston?
Yeah.
That's one of our biggest podcast cities in America.
I understand that. That means a lot of people listen in Houston, and she finds that crazy that we're in a city that we're not even on, and people recognize me. She thinks that's awesome.
Do you play it up?
Absolutely.
What do you do when someone comes up to you? "Hey, are you Lunchbox?"
Absolutely. "I'm Lunchbox. Yeah, I know we're not on this city. Where are you a listener from?" "Oh, I listen on podcasts." "Oh, yeah. That's my mother-in-law. She doesn't think I'm..." oh yeah, look at me. And she's like, and when she comes over, do you want me to take a picture for you? She likes to take the pictures whenever people recognize me.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes. You have to call her next week.
Okay.
A guy in Arizona was sitting on the toilet when his wife came in and fired two shots right above his head.
Oh, man.
They both hit the wall 7 inches above his head. The police say he was slouched on the toilet, and that was a good thing, or the bullets would have been a lot closer. He called the cops. She said, yeah, I did it. He wasn't listening. They've been married for 32 years.
Whoa!
Is this how it works? Like, is that the only way to get into somebody? After 32 years of marriage, you have to fire shots at them? Eddie, you've been together 12 years with your wife.
You bring me into this.
Our producer, Eddie, has been married for 12 years, has two kids.
Yes.
Are there times where you feel like you guys just aren't listening to each other?
Absolutely. There are times when I tell her, like, I feel like I'm just not making any sense to you. And how, after I've known you for 15 years, do I not make sense to you? And she says, I think we're saying the same thing. We just don't understand each other anymore. So, yeah. No, definitely. We'd never get down to, like, you know, let me shoot some holes in the wall to get your attention. But
not yet. You've only been married 12 years.
Man.
They've been married 32 years. And they must have a shotgun handy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Coming up, again, top of the hour, Amy calls in. We're going to talk to her kids about school. She's adopted two kids from Haiti, and they're living with her now. That's why she's not on the show. We'll also ask her if she's coming back next week. I think it's time I start to put the screws to her a little bit, and just in a funny way. I'll just be like, hey, you coming back? And we'll see what she says.
Yeah.
I think her answer will be no, and if it is, it's great. I've put no restraints on Amy. She can stay away for 5 months, or she can come back tomorrow. I just need Amy to be Amy and be happy and feel good to come back on this show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Jake Owen finally sold his house. It was a 5,000 foot square home outside of Nashville for $1.31 million. And he made a little money too. He bought it for $625,000 and then sold it for $1.31 million. Man, that's like flip this house, right? Where you buy it and flip it?
Yeah, flip or flop.
Yeah, he should do that. Hey, dude, you want to buy a house? I put a tiki bar in the back. Zac Brown Band will be opening two shows for the Eagles. That's pretty cool. That's probably cool. That's a Zac Brown thing where they wanted to do that because they definitely didn't have to do that. They don't need the money. But ZBB will open up September 20th in San Francisco and September 22nd in San Diego. That's pretty cool. Amy's not here. I'm Bobby. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our phone screener Hillary is back in over the past couple days. Hillary has gained thousands of Instagram followers. The guys are ready to take you out.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Hillary's been on two dates in her entire life. She's 25 years old. She's our new phone screener. She's from Florida. And we want to help make that happen. So we've done a little research. Okay. Lunchbox has a friend he'd like to set you up with. Now, listen, before you say yes or no, Lunchbox, would you like to present your friend to Hillary?
Yeah. He's a great guy. His name is James. He's 28 years old.
How do you feel about that name, James?
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
You okay with it?
Sure.
Let us know if anything strikes you not good. Okay, James, and he's 28.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with James, 28.
Okay, go ahead.
High character guy.
Oh, you like high character?
High character.
All right, good. Go ahead.
Never been to jail.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, he's from a small town outside of Nashville, and he is a director of a major retail store here in Nashville. It's a nationwide store, but he runs one of the stores here in Nashville. And I play soccer with him, and he is just an all-out great guy, and I think he'd be perfect.
What celebrity does he look like most?
Eddie, tell me what celebrity he looks like. He's right here.
Let's see. Oh, okay. He kind of looks a little like the Old Dominion singer.
Oh, yeah, dark-haired guy with a beard.
With a beard.
Do you know
Matt,
who that
is? Is that his name?
Matt
Ramsey, yeah. That's it.
Look at her. She knows all this
stuff. Wow.
So, okay, how do you feel about Matt Ramsey look-alike? Go look at the guy.
I'm a little nervous, though, being Lunchbox's friend.
Whoa, he's a high-character guy, never been in any trouble.
Stop saying he's a high... What are you...
Never been to jail.
Drafting to the pros, high-character guy.
How can you tell anything from that picture?
Oh, my God. He's right there. What do you need?
They're looking at pictures.
He doesn't look like Matt.
He doesn't?
No.
Who does he look like to you?
I don't know, country artist.
So what do you think about this?
I don't know. I'm nervous about this, to be honest.
You should be. It's life.
Yeah.
You've been doing nothing as far as the romantic scene.
But I'm happy about it. I'm fine with it. I'm not
I don't
miserable.
Think you are. No, I don't think
I'm
you are.
I'm perfectly happy with my life right now.
Well, we've committed to a bit. So this guy here.
James is being hurt right now. Like, you guys are
did
just...
Did you show James her?
Yes.
And was he in?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, man, he's single. He's a nice guy.
What if we get him on the phone tomorrow or Monday? You talk to him.
This is so awkward.
And that's life.
I don't like this.
That's life.
That's life's what dating
awkward.
Is.
That's what, dating's like one this. Big awkward tub of yes. goo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Give him a shot, Hillary.
Give him a shot.
Give him a shot. Give him a shot. Give him a shot.
Hillary?
But I feel like it's awkward. Like, what if I don't like him? Is that going to make things awkward in me and Lunchbox now?
Well, since you guys have no relationship at all anyway, it really can't hurt it.
It's true.
No, I'm not going to be offended. I'm just trying to say that he's a good guy. You're a good girl. Perfect combo. You're around the same age. I mean, I'm going James.
So
James. 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 you hear that?
What if we just, like, set up a call? You talk to him.
Sure.
And then let us know. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was easy.
James.
Hey, from what I hear, he's a high character guy.
Yes,
he's a high character. I've never been in jail, so I root for those kind of guys. Okay. We'll check in with you in the next couple of days. Right, Hillary?
Okay.
All right.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
It's been a couple of days since I talked to my co-host Amy, who is still out. She adopted two kids. 5 years later, they come. They've been with her for about 3 weeks now, and she's on the phone. Hi, Amy.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Well, we were in the car and have been listening to y'all, and it's so funny because our son thought that you were on the phone, like on Bluetooth, because we had you on the radio. And he's trying to talk to you.
Oh.
Bobby, hi. And you weren't talking back to him. You were just having your own conversation. And it was kind of funny. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah. I often do that in real life, too. I just keep talking and have my own conversation. So what did you explain to him? Does he understand you're on the radio now, too?
No. Still doesn't understand. I think he just thinks you're being rude on Bluetooth.
But it's weird he knows what Bluetooth is.
He doesn't. I'm just saying that's what it was. Oh. He doesn't really know, but he knows we make other phone calls through the car, and so he hears that, and he hears people coming out of the speakers, and you were coming out of the speaker, and so he was talking to you.
Interesting. What are you doing right now?
Well, I mean, we're just kind of trying to understand what we're going to do for school. The kids took their English comprehension exams this week, so...
How'd that go?
It went.
It didn't go that well?
It went well. I mean, the office where we had to take it, the Metro English as a Second Language office, amazing. Shout out to those people.
Okay, so they take the test.
Uh-huh.
Their English wasn't super strong.
Which is understandable.
Right. You've been trying to convince us, though, that it was super strong.
I know.
So what do you do for school? Do you put them in school? Do you get them a tutor?
There's this special... What we didn't know is there's a special school. You qualify for it, but it's all filled with kids where English is their second language. Kids from all over the world, all different countries in Africa, and refugees from various places, and the Middle East, and, I mean, all over.
So Amy's on the phone, and she's not here today, obviously. She won't be here tomorrow. She has found a school for her kids where a lot of kids go that have English as a second language. She cried because the thought of putting her kids in school is a hard thing for her. So I'll ask you this. A lot of listeners are wondering, are you coming back next week?
No.
We still do not have an answer as to when Amy's going to come back. So you will not be back next week?
No.
When do the kids start school?
Well, getting them started and taken to school, that whole process is going to take up until the show's over. So,
of all time? Of our contracts?
Wow.
When is that going to be?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know something we don't know?
In the morning.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be of no use to you whatsoever, because I think it's important that I and my husband, like, we are the ones taking them and getting them used to everything. And
okay, so you will not be back next week?
No.
All right, there's Amy. Mm. Well, she's with her kids. They're talking to me through the car. They have a school. Amy will not be in next week. We've learned so much here this morning. Okay, Amy, we will let you...
Hold on. Oh. What's going on? How are y'all? What's happening?
We're just chilling.
Hanging out.
Yeah, we got to hit commercial, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I miss you guys.
I miss you too, Amy.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, don't worry, we're carrying the show without you.
Yeah, it's now starting to feel pretty
good. Yeah, it's on a roll.
It's awesome.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
That would make me feel less bad about my schedule.
There you go. All right, there's Amy. Amy, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, follow me on this before you think I'm crazy. But I'm seeing this online challenge where people are finding ways to eat those little detergent pods. Do you ever buy those lunchboxes where you take them, their little pods are...
No, I've never had that. I just have the liquid detergent and the powder.
Why use the pods and you take them and they're in this tiny little plastic? They look like an air bubble with funny colors in it. And it looks like you could eat it, but you're not supposed to because it's a detergent. So people are finding interesting ways to eat them. And so they're putting out these stories like, stop doing that because you could have seizures, you could die. Here's what I think. What if we let all the stupid people just do stupid things and let's see what happens to them? And then we use it as a learning tool. Either we see what happens to them and we learn from it, or they're just not around anymore. Because we told them, you knew not to eat the washing powder or detergent or whatever you call it. Now, is that a little harsh? Maybe. But is that what we need today? Just let the stupid people do stupid things? I feel yes. Because if you're going to eat the washing powder... I know I shouldn't call it that. That's my Arkansas that's coming out. If you're going to eat the detergent pods, go ahead and eat them. That's why I say. You know they're not good for you. The end. Thank you. Anybody have a problem with that?
No.
No, I kind of like it because I don't know anybody that's stupid enough to eat one of those things.
That's going to be my platform when I run for governor of Arkansas. Eat the detergent pods if you must.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Show.
I was reading an article about celebrities and actors and how hard it is to cry on camera and how hard it is to be really good at crying on camera. And I felt like we've tried this here on the show. I'll present you with a scenario and you have 30 seconds to sell us on your cry. Everybody feel good about that?
Yeah. Okay, so we got to act it out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And now I have the timer up, too. So anything over 30 seconds, I'll cut you off. Are you ready? Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your scenario. Lunchbox, I hate to inform you of this, but there will never be another 16 and pregnant or teen mom ever on television for the history of television. They've blackballed them all. How do you feel about that?
I can't believe it's gone. It's gone. 16 and pregnant is really gone. I can't believe it's over. That meant so much to me.
Time.
Wow.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good. Wow, I give you a clap. Pretty good. That's pretty good. You really got into that.
Yeah.
I hit you in the heartstrings. I knew what would make you feel it. Okay. Let's go to our producer, Eddie.
Oh, I don't know if I can top that.
Producer Eddie.
All right, let's go.
Eddie, man, it's tough for me. This was just handed to me. It's really tough for me to tell you this, but neither Pearl Jam or Tim McGraw will ever make another country record or rock record ever. Sorry to tell you about that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it just was told to me.
Not another record?
No.
Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, Tim McGraw. Not another record. I love Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam. No.
That's terrible, dude.
No. Come on.
You sound like you're laughing all the time.
You were laughing. You didn't even cry.
Come on.
Okay. Let's go to Morgan number two.
Oh, God.
Morgan number two is our digital head. She sits over there and makes the graphics, works on the website. Morgan number two, are you ready to give me 30 seconds of crying?
I don't think so, but we'll give this a shot.
Okay. Put yourself in that spot. Morgan number two, I know you're from Wichita, Kansas. I also love Wichita, but Wichita's no longer. It's been wiped off of the map.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, I feel sad for her.
Wow.
I mean, she didn't get a 30, and I started to feel bad, boys. I thought maybe she thought it was real.
She did well.
Wow, you can't I didn't do even that. Give her full time. I started to feel in my heart like maybe she thinks I was serious.
You know, the bad thing is I don't think I'd be sad if that happened.
Oh, come on.
I would be. I would be. Okay, Morgan number two. Why would you say that? You don't think you'd be sad if that happened?
Because maybe, like, more stuff would be built there, and then it'd be a little bit more fun than just farmland.
No, because it's wiped off. Like, it's gone. Like,
that's your home.
Oh, my goodness.
Dang, Morgan.
I would never say that about Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
Wow.
Ever. Okay, Lunchbox, give me my crying scenario.
I got one for you, Bobby.
Okay, this is, again, fantasy. Like, just present some unreal scenario. Let's go.
Okay, imagine your girlfriend is going to break up with you because she's going to be a famous country star. Now cry.
Wait.
Hey, let her rip, Bones.
Bobby, come on. You got 30 seconds.
Wait, that's dirty.
Come on.
Okay. What? Time.
Boo! Oh, no one else? You sound like Homer Simpson, Bones.
Hey, what? At least I didn't laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what you were doing, Eddie.
Listen, I think because of the realness of it, we have to give it to Morgan number two.
Yes.
I feel like she's the winner today.
Yeah.
Lunchboxes was very solid. I felt like mine, Lunchbox was giving me a little piece of reality, so it was a little hard for me to bond on that. It's hard for me to play. You know, house, whenever it's my real house. You know what I mean?
I just made up a scenario. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I hear you. Made up a scenario. Eddie's are by far the worst.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
By far the worst. The Bobby Bones Show. I'm reading about this clerk. And she's working at the store, and this guy comes in and tips her $5. But not $5 in cash. He gives her a $5 Holiday Riches scratch-off ticket, which I'm annoyed with, by the way. If I'm waiting tables or I'm working somewhere where I get tips and someone wants to tip me in a scratch off, because 90% of the time, you're not going to win anything. So I'm already annoyed. Then I scratch it as she did and she won $50,000.
Oh my goodness.
She lives in Maryland. It was a $5 scratch, $50,000, says she wants to put it down in a house. Totally stunned by the holiday miracle. But wouldn't you be annoyed if someone bought you a scratch off as a tip?
No, because it's that one time. It only takes once for you to win it big. That tip can turn into something unbelievable, so you have to be excited about it. Then when you scratch it, and if you don't win, then you might be annoyed.
Yeah, I just think, hey, how about $5? That'd be cool. Because mostly $5 equals $5. Good for her. She won the money. And especially if it's a place where you're supposed to get tipped. I have this. I was reading these horoscopes, and I know Morgan number two, who is our web girl, digital girl, she loves horoscopes. I saw her tweet about it. What are you, Morgan?
I'm a Libra.
Is it called a Libra or a Libra?
Libra, maybe. I'm not sure, but I'm that, whatever it is.
I'm a Libra. And she tweeted how much she loves horoscopes. I think horoscopes are pretty much bullarchy. But I saw I was reading mine today, and it was pretty right on, you know? And so I have the Libra one. Let me read to you. I don't know what it's called. It could be called Libra. I don't know.
We'll go with both.
Lunchbox, what do you think it's called?
Libra.
Okay. I think so, too. Here you go. This is Libra. Tell me if this is you, Morgan, okay?
All right.
You will be more hands-on in your job in the next 3 weeks because you want to roll up your sleeves and get things done. You will attend to all the details because you want everything to be perfect. Also, your ability to hear people without interrupting or injecting your opinions is so healing and graceful that people around you adore you even more.
Yeah, that's totally me. Yeah.
Too bad that's the horoscope for a Leo.
Oh,
got her.
Hey, that's me.
That's my point with these horoscopes. They just say things and everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's totally me. They fit everyone.
You tricked me.
Got her.
No. I didn't trick you. They tricked you.
Fair enough. I'm sad now.
All they're doing is putting words out there that kind of identify with everyone. And you go, oh, yeah, it's me. Like, I'm an Aries. And I read mine. It goes, you are bound and determined to get something done this month. I'm like, wow. They must really know me. No! That's everybody! Stop it with that. Anybody else horoscope person here?
Nah.
I like them.
Do you believe them?
Yeah, they nail some things. They know what they're doing. They look at the stars, and I feel like they know the energy, so they know what to say. I think they're on.
Okay, do you think less of someone who thinks horoscopes are real? Because a little bit, I do. Just a little bit. I shouldn't be so judgmental. But when I meet somebody and they go, oh, I totally believe in the stars and the horoscope. How do you believe that? The stars have absolutely nothing to do with how I'm living my life. I may look at them in a telescope. It may fill up 5 minutes of my night. But they don't tell me how to live. I know that's judgmental of me. But if someone is really into stars, I do think a little bit less of them. Not as a person, but as someone I would trust to give me other opinions on things. Because they're basing it off their stupid horoscope. That's just me. I know, it's harsh. But you don't really believe them, Morgan, number two. You just read them for fun, right? Say that to me so I
yes,
feel cool.
Yes, it's really
cool.
Just like a guilty pleasure thing. I'm like, this is cool.
Which is cool. We're all cool.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm in California this morning, and how we're able to do this show is just technology. So I'm sitting at a board, which has all the buttons on it, and then the rest of the show is in their normal places. And somehow, it's like the television. I don't know how it works, but I watch it. I don't know how this works, but I just talk into a microphone, and I can say, hey, Lunchbox, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
And you can't even tell the difference, really. So this morning, I'm in California, and I flew yesterday afternoon. And I was on the same flight with Brett Eldridge. That's how come I knew his dog, Edgar, was an emotional support dog. And Edgar's a big dog, and it just chills in the airplane. I thought he had to buy its own seat. So I saw Brett, and we flew over here. And so I get here, and first thing I do is go over to Ryan Seacrest's studio. Guys, it's like a palace. His radio studio, it's when you're driving into a neighborhood, you're like, well, where do those houses come from? Those humongous houses that are amazingly beautiful. That's our studio is such a piece of crap. So that's what I did. First of all, I went over to Seacrest's studio, and I put it up on my Insta story. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see some of that. But I got to town yesterday. And I went to my hotel, and I Ubered from the airport to the hotel, and I get motion sick really bad. And I had the absolute worst Uber driver, meaning there's a lot of traffic here. And so he kept slamming on the brake and nailing the gas and slamming on the brake and nailing the gas. And Mike D's with me, and I told Mike, I said, I'm gonna puke. Do you have a bag or anything? And so it was an hour trip because there was a lot of traffic in the afternoon, and I thought I was gonna puke the whole time. So I get to my room. And here it goes. Boom! Everywhere. Turns out, not only do I get motion sick, but I ate some chicken at the airport.
Oh,
come on. Here we go.
And I know it was the chicken because that's what it was. And so I had my lunch a second time on the way out.
Oh, I get it.
I spent 3 hours just in shambles in my room. And I had meetings last night, and I had to cancel everything. I had a terrible headache, and I remember falling asleep. I was in my clothes, my normal clothes. I fell asleep in all my clothes and then woke up this morning in all my clothes when Mike D called and said, hey, you good? I looked at my phone. I was like, oh, my God, because I have to wake up at 1 a.m. here because we're 2 hours difference. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I just slid on my shoes and came in this morning. It was rough, pounding headache. Do you guys ever get food poison where you can feel it coming, like with a pounding headache?
I've only had food poisoning once in my life, and it was the most miserable thing I've ever had in my life.
It's miserable. And there's a migraine attached to it. And I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me. What I'm saying is there's a lesson in this. Don't eat grilled chicken from the airport. I'm done. Unless it's in a package, I'm not eating it anymore because I don't... it's tough, man. It's a rough night. And so I have a bunch of meetings today that I'm going to fly back. But between the food poisoning and CNC Crest Studio, I'm really getting gypped in this past 24 hours. I'm just letting everybody know. So yeah, that was it. It's weird too because now that I'm single, I don't really have anybody I can call to make feel sorry for me, because that's part of being sick too, is you want someone to be like, oh, you okay? You need anything? Instead, I got a text from Mike at like 9:30. You need any water? And so although that was nice to have, because he was, you know, four hotel rooms down from me, It'd been nice to have somebody be checking in on me. Hey, boo-boo, let me come on FaceTime, talk to you, sweet saint, sing you a song, let me play, sing you a poem. None of that. It's miserable. But I'm pretty good, okay. I'm pretty good this morning. I'm about 65%. So that's how my day went in the last 24 hours. I was also reading the story this morning about Walmart and Kroger. 500 stores are about to ditch cashiers. And so what's happening and what's going to happen is the jobs that are out there in the next 20 years are going to be thinking jobs because they're going to get technology to replace just labor, which stinks for a lot of people. But I think you're going to see a rise in the demand of jobs where people have to create with their mind because robots can't do that. They're building these scan and go technologies. And so at 100 locations, and I hate to see people not have jobs because I also worked the cash register for a long time at Hobby Lobby. I think Lunchbox, did you ever work the register at Sam's Lunchbox or no?
Yeah, for a brief minute I did. And I did also at the other grocery store I worked at, Randall's. I worked the cashier for about 6 months.
Oh, that's a good amount of time. How'd you like that?
It was pretty fun and you got to talk to people. And you could sell your friends beer without them being of age.
You did that?
Yeah, because you come in and all you have to do is say, can I see your ID? So it makes it look like you're checking their ID. Okay, type in a birth date, get on out of here.
It didn't tip them off that every teenager was going through your line?
Maybe the manager's new and they didn't care. I don't know. When you're 16, 17 years old, you'd think, man, I am a genius. I'm getting away with this, and they have no idea.
Huh. You never got caught, so.
Never got caught.
I guess it wasn't dumb to where so dumb that you got caught is illegal.
Right, but it says you have to check their ID. So when you give the image of you checking their ID, they think, oh, this must be a 21-year-old that looks young.
How did you get beer when you were younger?
There was a Jerry's Liquor Mart that it was in the back of a strip center. We just drove up. And he sold it to us, no problem. Never checked ID, nothing. Buy kegs. I'd take my parents' Suburban, back it up, load it in. Let's go party.
Wow, he just sold to you straight up. Yep. And you looked 12 when you were 19.
Yeah, I'm talking, this is when I was 16. And I was in high school, and I'd borrow my parents' Suburban, and we'd go load the kegs in the back of the Suburban, and yeah.
I just don't have any good stories like that. I never did anything illegal.
Well,
I'm trying to think of my bad boy days. I think I'm in them right now, and I'm still doing nothing. I'm getting food poisoning off grilled chicken.
Yeah, that's not very exciting.
Hey, Morgan number two, did you ever get in trouble? Morgan number two is our website, digital, all the things you see. Do you ever get in trouble as a kid?
I never got in trouble with the cops. I got in trouble with my parents plenty of times.
What's the worst thing you ever did?
Honestly, I drank alcohol when I was really young, like eighth grade, really young. And I tried to pass it off as food poisoning from pizza, and my parents saw right through it.
From pizza.
Because when you're in eighth grade, you don't realize that your parents can smell the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went to a party in eighth grade?
Yeah, we played beer pong, and it was really cool. It was the first time I had ever drank, and I came home at like 3 a.m. and I passed out on the living room floor. My parents just, they knew right away. It was so bad.
One day I'm going to have these stories. I haven't drank yet. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. Hey, Lunchbox, Bitcoin could double in 2018, they're saying. I read a story.
Seriously?
It's not 2018 yet. It still could double is my point.
No, it is 2018.
But it's not over. You have time. If you're going to do it, you talk about everything, I would do it now.
Okay.
I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying if you're going to do it.
Well, you did it. So if you did it, it must be a good decision because you don't make bad decisions.
I just did it because bored. Here, I'll tell you how much I'm up. Do you care?
Yes, I do care.
Because I have an app on my phone. I don't really know much about cryptocurrencies, but my Bitcoin is up $107 right now. That's what I'm up.
Wow.
Must be nice.
But I bought it as soon as it plummeted.
As soon as I told you to buy it. You're welcome.
No, that's not true. I waited until it plummeted.
Well, so, I put you onto it. You weren't paying attention to Bitcoin until...
I've heard of it on the news.
Yeah, you heard of it, but you weren't interested in buying it until I brought it to you, but you don't want to be business partners. You just want to go do everything on your own.
You don't buy stocks as business partners. You go buy stocks yourself. Stop being like that.
You can have a group.
It's... I was reading this story this morning about Selena Gomez. and she unfollowed nearly 300 people on Instagram. To one, that's amazing to me that's even a story, that they're tracking it, and they put who she unfollowed. People like Demi Lovato, Gigi Hadid. She unfollowed her own assistant, Teresa Mingus. How famous are you when they're doing stories about who you unfollowed on Instagram?
Man.
I'll give you two people. Tell me who has more Instagram followers. Lunchbox, ready?
Yep.
Dan or Shay?
Ooh, Shay.
Correct. At 127,000. Ed Sheeran or Bruno Mars? Ed Sheeran or Bruno Mars?
Ooh, Bruno Mars?
Ed Sheeran, 18.5 million. Bruno has 16 million. Yeah.
Dang.
Dierks Bentley or Jake Owen?
Jake Owen.
Dierks has 1.5 million. Jake is in the 900,000. So Dierks is the winner there. Will Smith or Leo DiCaprio?
Ooh, Will Smith.
Not even close. Leo has 21 million. Will Smith has 4.5 million. I think Will just got on recently.
Oh, he'll catch up.
Bobby Bones or celebrity chef Bobby Flay?
Oh, that's easy. Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay has 700,000. I have 600,000. That is correct.
Now, I really am shocked by that.
At what?
That you don't have more than Bobby Flay? Like,
you picked him to win, though.
I know. I was doing that to be mean.
Oh.
Because I really thought Bobby Flay would have 25 followers.
No, he's famous. Like, I'm regionally known in certain areas.
Yeah, called the whole country.
No. I have no fame. I am regionally known in certain areas of the country.
No, you are in a band. You're on a number one radio show all across America. You do a comedy tour. You're a best-selling author from the New York Times. And you're going to tell me you're regionally known? You're famous in the whole United States of America and some foreign countries.
I'm not going to argue with you, but the winner's Bobby Flay. Finally.
I don't even know what Bobby Flay looks like. What does he do? He's a chef, but what does he cook? Does he go bam?
He's super famous. He does... No, that's Ronaldo. That's
Emerald.
Okay, see, that's the only one people know.
Okay, no, that's not true. Lunchbox or Jerry Springer? You or Jerry Springer?
Oh, definitely me.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah! Woo!
You have 184,000. Jerry Springer has 110,000.
Yeah, take that, Jerry.
Lunchbox was also on Jerry Springer back in the day.
Thanks for having me on your show.
That's another show, but Lunchbox lied and got on that show way back in the day. Everybody that's listening, thank you so much for hanging out. By the way, speaking of my comedy tour, it does go on sale at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I haven't ever done a show in Pittsburgh, so I'll be up around Pittsburgh. I'll be all over the place. I can't wait to see everybody. Wichita Falls, obviously Austin and Fresno, Tampa. So tomorrow, 10 a.m., BobbyBonesComedy.com. You can see the dates at BobbyBonesComedy.com too. Hundreds of counterfeit Air Jordans have been seized. So, boats coming in, they raid it, and they take $54,000 in fake Jordans off.
Ooh.
You got to think the people who shipped them got in trouble. Right? Isn't that part of the illegal business where if you get caught, you also get in trouble?
Yes, but I don't think they go overseas to get the people that are shipping them. It's just whoever received the shipment is who gets in trouble, I believe. But I don't know much about counterfeiting except for when I was trying to sell those DVDs. But I didn't get in trouble. They just said, if you want to, we can have a meeting. That's what the customs said, and I just left it alone.
Whenever I first got my radio job, it was making $19,000 a year. Not my first radio job, but my first contract radio job. I made $19,000 a year. The first thing I bought was a pair of Jordans because I never could afford them my whole life. And school shoes, we'd either have to put them on the credit card from JCPenney's, or we put some on a layaway, or we go to garage sales. But that was the first thing I ever bought when it was, wow, I'm making it. This is a career. I bought a pair of white Air Jordans. I still have the box. The shoes didn't last all this time, but I still have the box. I have another pair. Yeah, I have another pair now. I didn't buy those, though. Thomas Rhett bought them for me, and they are expensive. Woo! School board receives death threats following yesterday's viral video of the teacher that got removed. And they handcuffed her. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah. They ripped her out of there, put the handcuffs, took her down to the jail. But then I guess they dropped the charges.
The Louisiana school board is now getting death threats. We should stop with the death threat thing.
Ugh.
Because first of all, you don't even really know what happened. That was my point yesterday. We see the video and you can argue that she's fighting for the right thing. But is she fighting for it in the right place? we never really know everything about it. The teacher wanted a raise for teachers and was questioning the superintendent's $38,000 raise. But we don't know if something was built into the superintendent's contract that said, if you achieve this level of success, you get this. We have no idea. And we as a culture tend to jump on things just because it's the thing to jump on. And we put it up on Facebook and everyone was arguing about how much teachers should get paid. I don't think anybody thinks teachers should get paid less. I think everybody feels teachers should get paid more. Everyone. I don't know anyone whose life mantra is, you know what? I think teachers make too much money. That just doesn't exist with someone. We all feel that the people that are raising our kids when we're not around, teaching them, getting them ready for the real world, should make more money. Now, how do they get the money? I don't know. I put that back on the politicians. I feel like they don't care about things like that. But anyway, there's that. Did you find any more out about that story, Lunchbox?
No, I didn't find anything else. I just saw the death threats and I was like, come on, people. All she did was get in trouble for speaking out of turn. And you
weren't death threatening her.
No, I'm saying, and they removed her and you want to give them death threats for getting her the nuisance out of there?
Yeah.
Whew.
A woman skipped her own mother's funeral to break into her own mother's house and steal everything.
Damn. Wow.
That's not funny.
She skipped her own mom's funeral, broke into the house, and stole a safe filled with items worth $90,000.
Oh, boy.
She was found the next day at a motel with all the stuff. There's a guy who owns an online store, and someone got on and said, this place isn't good. I don't like it. Gave it a bad review. So the online store owner traveled 530 miles to beat up the customer. Had their address because they bought something online. So traveled. Drove a day and a night, 530 miles. And finally, I read a story on Twitter. I read the whole thread. There was a woman who went to the top of the Eiffel Tower. And she said, my goal has always been to kiss someone at the Eiffel Tower, like the movies. And she didn't have a boyfriend, so she went around searching for someone, and he agreed. And that dude's mom took a picture. And so she starts searching for him, and the tweet goes viral. And the dude ended up having a girlfriend and was like, this doesn't need to be up there. And so she was like, okay, babe, please stop. Please stop looking for him. So I thought that was funny, too. Bobby Bones
Show. So Eddie is the other half of our band called The Raging Idiots. Eddie's our video producer. And over the past few years, we've been to hundreds of cities, played tons of shows. Eddie's far more gifted musically than I am.
That's being nice to yourself. I've been playing music longer than you have, but your voice has gotten really good, man. You're the singer of our band.
Yeah, but you're way better than I am, and I know that. But here's the thing. I wonder, do you play music for your wife?
I have.
Well, because you were talking the other day about romance, and you've been married for 12 years, and it's not there, and she wants you to hold her hand, and you don't.
Yeah, she wants me to hold her hand and, like, cuddle and stuff.
So, do you still play music for her?
No, I don't. Like, I used to, but I think that throughout the years, she's kind of just been like, oh, whatever, that's just Eddie playing music. Like,
it's her fault.
No, I'm just...
That's what I heard. No, did you guys hear that?
Yep.
Just making sure I heard that right. Go ahead.
Listen, when I used to grab the guitar, she would stop what she was doing and be like, oh, gosh, I love that song, and I love your voice, and it all sounds really good. Now, she's, like, cooking or doing something in the kitchen, and I'm singing, like, kind of, like, looking at her and making sure we have a visual contact, and she doesn't look at me at all.
But do you make it special for her? Instead of you just practicing while she's around,
no.
Do you say, hey, I would like for you to sit down. I wrote you a song. I'd like to play you a song that reminds me of you.
Oh, no, I've never done that.
If you did that, how would she react?
No, she would sit down and listen to it.
Would you do it? Here's. Oh, does she listen to all the show?
Our show?
Yeah.
For the hour that she takes the kids to school.
If she doesn't hear this, I'd like for you to do it. And don't tell her you're doing it. And just see what happens.
Okay.
Like, do it tonight.
You want me to write a song?
No, you have to do that. Just find a romantic song.
This song reminds me of you.
And just say, hey, I want to play a song. And let us know
what her reaction is.
What her reaction is.
Oh, I know what her reaction is going to be.
What? What do you think it's going
to be? Oh, you're going to have some fun later that night.
Okay.
Let it be. Like, be serious about it. Don't say it's a show bit.
I won't.
Just say, hey, this song reminds me of you. I wanted to play it for you. I know we haven't. And then make it something. And just see if it works.
Okay.
I've been in a lot of relationship talk in therapy. And I've been through four relationships are all fantastic, and I'm the dumb reason they don't work.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm the common denominator of four excellent relationships. But my therapist keeps telling me about work. Work, work, work.
Getting in the way of your relationships?
No, not my work. Like, it takes work to make a relationship work. I don't think you do the work anymore.
Well, what do you mean? Like, the just the romance?
Once in a while. You don't even hold her hand.
Because I do the work. I mean, I'm doing dishes now, and I do,
that's
like,
part of it. That's a part of it.
Yeah, show.
Just try the guitar. Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, and I'll let you know what happens. And
thank you.
Hey, man, this may be a good thing.
Just pull her to the side and say, how do you feel it's going to go, Lunchbox?
Oh, it's going to go.
I think it's going to be good, too.
Yes. Yeah, don't do it while she's cooking dinner and expect her to stop doing dinner and come sit down like you said. Oh, I do it while she's cooking dinner.
Yeah, look at her. No, don't do that.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
We've been announcing our class of 2018, and it's now time to add another one here.
Bobby Bones, class of 2018. Member, Cassie Ashton.
I can't hear the violins you're playing.
Hailing from California, Missouri, Cassie grew up in two opposite households. From ballet classes and beauty pageants to shooting and riding dirt bikes, Cassie describes her music as country soul.
I guess that's what you get when you're born and stuck in California.
Your newest member of the class of 2018.
California, Missouri.
Cassie Ashton.
So there's that. The thing is, I don't have any music from her because it's so new. I do think in the next couple weeks it goes up, but I've been able to hear a lot of stuff.
I was priding myself because I knew all the members so far, and now I don't know Cassie, so I'm excited about this one.
Brand new.
Dude.
You're going to like her, though. You can hear she's very soulful.
Yes.
So as soon as I get it, I'll play it all for right. You guys. But the newest member of the class of 2018 is Cassie Ashton, joining Morgan Evans, Jillian Jacqueline, and Jimmy Allen. There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Whoa.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, people don't want the corner office. They want flexibility, which means working from home. So people want to work from home. Would you, Lunchbox, because they said they would you take a 20% pay cut and work from home?
No chance. I only work like, I live 8 minutes from work, and so it's such an easy drive. I don't deal with traffic, and there is no way I'm taking money out of my pocket just so I can sit on my couch and talk to you guys.
And you almost said what you meant was, I only work like 3 hours a day. Yeah, I wouldn't either. I need to be stimulated around me. Some people don't. But if I'm sitting at home, I'm distracted by everything. Here's this. According to a new study, the more you sleep, the better food choices you make.
Boom!
They found that getting enough sleep every night, which means more than 7 hours a night, results in a healthier diet, including less sugar intake, because your brain doesn't release the chemical that you need to get that sugar. Sleep is the most important thing you can do. Sleeping, and then eating, and then exercising, in that order. And we are now trained to think that exercising is the most important thing, but it is not. It is important, but it is not. Eating is more important than exercising. Eating right. Up next, how many selfies do you take before you decide on one to post? According to the new survey, 50% of women say they have to take about 5. And they go through them and they figure out which one. Guys say they take about 4. You know, I don't take selfies anymore. Unless there's literally something on my nose or right behind me, I don't take selfies anymore. I feel like that's very 2015. Lunchbox, do you selfie at all?
Very rare. Like, if I want to get a picture with me and my dogs, I'll take a picture. Or if I run into a celebrity, but that's it. I don't selfie of just me.
Hey, Morgan, number two. As a female in her 20s, are you a selfier?
Yeah, I am, but I don't take, like, a lot. Like, if I just can't get a good one, I just stop.
You give up. Apparently, it's so hot in Australia right now that bats are boiling alive and falling out of the sky.
Whoa.
So as much of the U.S. feels the really cold, in Australia it's a record heat wave. The bats fell from trees in Sydney after temperatures hit over 113 degrees. That is crazy that they're boiling and falling. I mean, it was so cold that in Florida, some of the lizards were dying because they're not used to feeling that cold.
Whoa, man.
So there you go. There's your pile of stories. It's a real warm ending there. There's your pile of stories.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Movies prices are changing. And they have to because theaters are slowly going dead. It was the worst year for movies in like 70 years, but mostly because people don't want to get out in their car, spend gas money, go sit in a dirty room with popcorn on the floor, and watch a movie with a bunch of other people in an uncomfortable seat.
especially when there's so many options at your fingertips now. That being said, Regal Entertainment Group says they're going to start testing dynamic pricing in their theaters, which means the newer popular movies will still be around the same price, but as a movie ages, they will lower the price a bit.
Ooh. Mm.
Which makes sense because you shouldn't pay the same amount for a movie that came out yesterday and for a movie that came out a month ago. We agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Eddie, you love the movie theater. You're the one that's always arguing that movies are here to stay.
I love the cinema, and I like that idea too. Like, that's, I feel like that's a good way to be like, you know what? This is a month where I haven't, you know, saved enough money. Let me wait till the movie's out for a couple weeks, and then we'll go see it. I like this.
I don't think liking the cinema has anything to do with not going to a movie theater.
Well, the cinema is the magical experience of going and watching on the big screen. Like, there are some movies where you're like, okay, this is just a dialogue movie. They're just talking. I can see this at home. But an action-packed film, like, I want to see that in the movie theater.
Yeah, some people would say the cinema, as you call it, is just a dirty room to go sit in.
I mean, it is kind of dirty. You're right.
And you have kids.
Yeah,
and well, you don't mind them dirtying up a bit more.
I do that for a different reason. Like, my 9-year-old, he loves the watching cartoons the day they're released at the movies. So, I mean, that's just his passion. He loves to do that. And I feel like if the movie theater was a long-gone business and wasn't around anymore, he'd be really sad.
It will never not be around, but it will be diminished heavily in the next 5-7 years. In 10 years, it won't even be a thing. We'll have movies coming right to our laptops and our phones. In 10 years. And you can probably still go and find the one theater in town. Maybe two. But if someone said, hey, I have a great investment for a new movie theater, you couldn't catch me running fast enough. I'm out of there. So I thought that was a pretty novel idea. They had a question, too. Is there a secret that you would take to your grave? Like, does someone, have they trusted you with a secret that you're holding on to that you will take to your grave? Lunchbox?
No, no one trusts me enough.
I just don't want to hear those secrets. If someone's like, I have a huge secret, I'm going to pass on that because I'm not really into gossip. Unless it's something you need me to hold, I'm going to pass on that. But 7 out of 10 people say they have a secret they will go to their graves with. That's crazy.
I take it back. I got one I'm taking to the grave.
Yeah, about who?
I can't. One of my buddies.
Tell us.
Just a kid situation.
Okay. See, he's already starting to unravel the onion. Yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna wrap it up. Appreciate everybody hanging out here on Thursday. Tomorrow, the Friday morning dance party, and we'll also put in our 5th member of our class of 2018. Congratulations to Cassie Ashton today, our 4th member. Da, da, da. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and you can follow the show at Bobby Bones Show. We will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.